Hello.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Joe, one thing I guess about the Packers, I guess you kind of feel our pain a little bit after that game. I'm curious about what is it about the Packers that they kind of bring out the worst in the team in the clutch situation? Because Aaron Rodgers beat you, but it seems like there were a lot of mistakes that kind of set that up. You've been on both sides of this, against the Bears and now against the Packers with the Dolphins. Is there something about either Rodgers or the Packers or something that just makes them so tough to beat?
Well, they don't turn the ball over. They're a very good football team. I mean, they're very well coached, and they're a good football team. I mean, there's just no other way around it. They're sound in everything they do, and at the end of the game, you have to give them credit. They executed well, and but our guys played. I mean, let's face it, we knocked the ball off their quarterback in the last drive of the game and sacked them. The ball was on the ground. Just unfortunately, we didn't come up with it. They did, and they made one more play than we did.
What can your offense do with Hartline and Wallace out there? What do you think that the skill of your offense is with those two guys?
Well, we like both those guys. I mean, they play hard and they play fast, and they've had good production over the course of their time with us, both of those guys. And obviously Mike's found the end zone, I think, four times in five games, and Brian's been the first 2 years we were here, he had 70 or so catches both years, and he's been a productive player. He's a savvy guy, knows what to do. So we're happy we have both those guys.
Coach, how does the running game have to change without Knowshon?
Well, I mean, we're gonna run our offense. You spend, as I tell the team all the time, you get about 1,200 reps in OTAs, you get about 1,800 reps in training camp, and now we're five games into it. So we're not changing what we do. This is our offense. This is what we do. And let's face it, he only played really in one game. The second game he played in, he had one carry, I think, and he played sparingly the other day. So while it's unfortunate, you hate to see a player get injured, we're gonna be fine.
And along those lines, what do you like about Lamar? Why is he having such a good season?
Well, he's done a good job. I think his vision has improved. He's had a little bit more patience, so he's seen some holes maybe open up that early on in his career maybe he missed by being a little too impatient, but I think his patience is better. And then I think one thing that's evident is he's got some speed and he can get out in space, and once he gets out there at times he can outrun a linebacker or break a tackle and gain some additional yardage for you that's big. And he's also demonstrated an ability to do some things out of the backfield catching the ball too.
Coach, what do you take from your time in Green Bay when you faced Jay Cutler? Is there anything you can take from those games when you prepare for Jay this week, or is it just completely different because of the new offense?
Yeah, well, it's different. It's a new offense for them and a different defense for where I am now. You're just watching the film, and Jay's playing extremely well. I mean, he's quarterback ratings is almost 100, I think. What is it, 97 and change or something like that? And he can make all the throws, and he's got great confidence in his arm. He's got a real strong arm, and he's an experienced player now. Maybe when he first got there, he was on the younger side. When I can't remember what year he got there, but I remember going into that stadium every year. And the guy's a heck of a quarterback.
The Chicago defense had one of its best games of the year last week. What do you see from them on film?
Man, they're playing fast, and I agree with you. I thought they played really fast, and their staff's done a great job adjusting to some injuries, but that it certainly hasn't impacted their performance. They're performing as well as they have all year. I think their D line is really good. I think Paul does a great job with those guys, and it's going to be a challenge for us. They're a good defense, and they're really starting to, as you guys mentioned, really starting to come into their own. They put great pressure on the quarterback. I think they have 15 sacks, and so they're good.
Joe, in that regard, does it matter to you from a strategy standpoint who the Bears start at linebacker? Does that impact your preparation?
Not the way they played last week. It does, those guys played well. I mean, mm-hmm. I thought they were really decisive. One of the things we always talk to our guys and often is the play speed. And I thought, they've done a good job on defense of the guys playing fast. They're coming, they don't hesitate a whole lot on defense. And and I think that shows in their play, so their pursuit's good. And you know, certainly we're going to be studying who's in the game, but at the end of the day, those guys have really stepped up and contributed nicely.
Joe, what makes Brandon Albert effective when he's healthy?
Well, he's a talented guy, number one. He's, you know, got good size and athletic ability for the position that we ask him to play. And he really has very good hand use. I think that's probably his strength as a pass protector, is the guy's got an outstanding punch, and he's got good timing on his punch. And so he gets separation from defensive players. And that's the big thing for an offensive lineman. If you can keep him off your body, you got a chance to stay in front of those guys in pass protection. I think over the course of his career, that's probably one of the strengths that really shows.
What's his status for this week so far?
We'll see.
Hey, Coach, it's your third year working with Ryan Tannehill. You know, you got a new offensive coordinator into this year. Where is he in his development in your eyes?
Well, I think he's, you know, I think he's making progress. You know, as I've said many times, it's still, we're six games. This will be our sixth game of the third season, and you know, he certainly made improvement between year one and year two, and we're looking for continued growth and development. And you know, the last two games, I think he's played a very good game over in London, and he had a really good second half the other day. And so now we got to get more consistency. But you know, when I talk about Ryan, I'm really, you know, he and the offensive unit are really going hand in hand. I mean, I think in the first half last week, we had 9 yards, 1 yard rushing by our running backs and 9 yards rushing by Ryan and 10 yards total. And I think, you know, we're a team that needs balance. We're a team that needs to, you know, establish the run a little bit.
Coach, with Grimes and Finnegan, the way that those guys are really physical corners, you think that gives you a little bit of help against Marshall and Jeffrey?
Well, they're awful good combination. You know, those guys are, they've had great production, and they're, you know, obviously they present a unique challenge just because, you know, they're 6'3", 6'4", guys, and they're fast and really confident when they go after the football. And, you know, they got, you know, six or seven touchdowns between the two of those guys. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, our defensive backfield is going to have to play extremely well in this game, without a doubt. And these guys are they're not easy to defend.
Anything else? Joe, how did getting
Koemisi
back help you last week?
Yeah, it was great to have him back. I mean, he does a lot of the things that we like our defensive players to do. He plays fast. He's a physical guy. You throw the film on, he's always pursuing hard to the football. He's a good tackler. We think he has some blitz capabilities where he comes. And so he's a guy that we like. We like the way he plays the game, and it was good to have him back on the field.
Joe, you saw the job Mike McCarthy did with Green Bay. Do you have a even finer appreciation for just how difficult it is to build a winner in the NFL now that you're a head coach?
Yeah, sure. It's not easy. I have obviously have great regard for Mike and everything they've accomplished up there, and he's finer person as there is in the profession, and he's done a great job. And you know, there's a lot of great coaches in the National Football League, and we're all, you know, competing to do the same thing. It's certainly a full-time job, I'll say that, that's for sure.
Is it as simple as getting the quarterback right?
No, I don't think so. No, I've always thought football is a team game. I just think that's the way it is. I mean, you know, the year we won the Super Bowl, I think, you know, Dom and the defense did a great job. I mean, I think the championship game that we won up in Chicago, you know, our defense scored a touchdown. I think we won the game by 7 points, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, in the Super Bowl that we won, I think our defense had 3 takeaways and we didn't turn the ball over, and they scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl we won. So football's a team game. I think everybody has a fascination with the quarterback position, but I don't know. I've always thought it takes more than one player to win a championship.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.